regular business. Item number one, the correction adoption minutes for the April 1st, 2020 town board meeting. Councilman Cardicchini, you mind taking those?
Yeah, no problem. Councilman Cardicchini, thank you, Supervisor Keating. I had an opportunity to review the minutes from our previous board meeting on April 1st, 2020, and make a motion that we accept the minutes as written.
This is Jennifer, sorry, Councilwoman Jennifer Lukacik. I second.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Cardicchini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacik?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, item number two tonight under regular business is the consideration of all fund bills. Councilwoman Selby, you want to take that one?
Yes, this is Councilwoman Selby. I had an opportunity to review the fund bills, and I'd like to make a motion to approve the payment in the amount of $396,260.17.
Councilwoman Martin, I second.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Cardicchini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacik?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, moving on to item number three tonight, which is correspondence. Everybody received the March 2020 income statement. That's been received and filed. And number four, under new business, request from the floor. We don't have floor. So I will open up the floor for any public comment. Please state your name, address, and...
Jay Jackson, 7964 Back Creek Road. I will encourage all of you to turn on your cameras. Human communication is 70% visual. Thank you.
Hello, this is Brian Popeye. I am a property owner of Lower Crestwood property. And I have some questions regarding property that I purchased. I'm seeking information about ownership and maintenance of this road. I purchased this property last year, and I'm trying to work on the property. I've had some roadblocks through the superintendent of highways, as well as through the assessor and supervisor's office. I'm trying to understand who owns the road and who maintains the road. So I've gone back and forth with the highway superintendent as well as the supervisor. And I'm kind of stuck at this point, and I'm looking for some assistance. Thank you.
Hey, Brian, it's Jason Keating, supervisor, Town of Boston. Yes, I did receive your emails, and I did reach out to our town attorney to have him reach out to you. From our reviews and the files that we had within the town hall, it looks like that particular document, that I had forwarded on to you, that road was actually abandoned by board resolution. And I saw your email that came, that you sent back to me in response to this. I think it was late this morning. Correct me, I don't have it right in front of me, but I apologize. But the town attorney will be reaching out to you tomorrow. We had some other things come up today. I'll take responsibility for that. But the municipal attorney will reach out to you tomorrow, and certainly answer any questions and, help you out on this. But again, based off of a board resolution that happened many years ago, that section was, from our understanding, it was abandoned by the town. So that's why, I guess I'll say, when the highway superintendent says that they haven't maintained that road, if a town plow hasn't maintain that section of the road, that's probably a a confirmation that the road was abandoned by the town. Again, I don't remember off the top of my head, but it's however many years ago it was, there was a formal board resolution. But I will make sure that the municipal attorney reaches out to you tomorrow. But please feel free to call my office if you have any questions, and you know, I'll be happy to help you all along with this.
Okay, yeah, just the one quick discrepancy is that the portion of the road that's abandoned is only a portion of the road, not the entire road. So the town still does own the road up to that portion. So I would, you know, I can talk with the attorney, you know, tomorrow.
Hey, Brian, this is Sean Costello, the attorney from the town. I'll be in touch tomorrow to explain in a little bit more detail what my review of this and some research shows.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, thank Brian, this is Jason again. Thank you for taking the time to, you know, out of your night to come in and talk to us.
Yeah, thank you for listening.
This is Town Clerk Quinlan. I have not received any emails for questions or comments from the public this week. Thank you.
Supervisor Keating, thanks, Town Clerk, for that follow-up. I'll pause for another moment to see if there's any other comments before we move on. Okay, Supervisor Keating, with no other further comments, we'll move on to old business. Old business tonight, item number one is a 2020-284 agreement to spend highway funds at the reorganization. This year, we had gone to the spring update to reflect the highway repairs work. So if Councilwoman Lukacek, if you don't mind taking the old business.
So you're not calling me old, right? You're just saying old business, right?
Just old business.
Couldn't help it. Sorry. I've been on a lot of these last couple of weeks. So this Councilwoman Lukacek, I make a motion to approve the agreement to spend the highway funds as presented today by our town clerk from our town highway superintendent. He provided us numerous pages of improvements that the highway department would like to make on our town. It does not equal the sum or the miles, but I'm assuming that if an incident occurred, we would have room to adjust. That is a living document. So again, I make a motion to approve the agreement to spend highway funds based on the information we've received today.
I will second that. That's Councilwoman Selby.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Carticchini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacek?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, so with no other business to conduct this evening, we'll move on to our reports and presentations. Councilwoman Selby.
Again, I'd like to thank you, Jason, for the continuous communications during this pandemic that we're in. Hopefully we're a little bit closer each day to the end of it. It's been very difficult for everybody, and I appreciate the residents' support. It was really nice to see the Easter Bunny out on the town on Easter Sunday. That was really very nice and gives us a real sense of community. So I'd just like to give everybody some encouraging words to just plug on, and we're one day closer to the end. Thank you.
Okay, Supervisor Keating again. Councilman Carticchini.
Thank you, Supervisor Keating. This is Councilman Mike Carticchini. I would like to echo Kathy's sentiments and extend a hearty thank you to Matt and Lauren Whiting, who live on Hillcroft, for traveling around with the Easter Bunny, bringing a lot of cheer. I know There were a lot of accolades they got publicly, and there was great public support for that. Just want to take a moment to thank them personally. Also, thank you, Jason. You've been tremendous in keeping us in the loop on really a very fluid situation and updating us. I know that there's changes every day, and I know it's probably a lot to keep up with. Just want to thank you for taking the time to keep us in the loop. And, of course, I want to thank all the first responders and the essential employees in the clerk's office, certainly the assessor's office, the bookkeeper, and anybody that's, been deemed an essential employee. And it's also great to see the highway guys out there in the trucks doing the work this spring. I'd like everybody to be safe. And I would like to recognize Councilwoman Martin, who's also working on the front lines as a mortician. And I know that every day you're with COVID-positive patients. And Kelly, I just wanted to say thank you to you. And I know you're doing everything you can to be smart and safe and take all the precautions. But my hat's off to you. It's a very brave thing that you're doing, and I have a lot of respect for it. So that's all I have tonight.
Okay, Supervisor Keating again. Councilwoman Lukacek.
Thank you, Mr. Supervisor. This is Councilwoman Lukacek. I do not have a report for tonight. Just echoing what everyone said, unfortunately, I did not get to see the Easter Bunny. I did try and get for a bike ride after a very nice dinner with my little family, and I got rained on. So that's the worst that happened to me so far, then I'm grateful. So thanks to everyone that's helping out, and hopefully we'll be back to normal as soon as possible. Thanks.
Okay, Supervisor Keating again. Councilwoman Martin.
Thank you, Supervisor. Mike, thank you so much for the accolades. Got me a little choked up there. But everybody, please take this seriously. If you're listening to the junk on Facebook and all the missed messages and people thinking this is a hoax or it's political or whatever it is, it truly is not. I do experience it every day at work. It is very scary. The numbers that are in the public are not even that accurate. It's frightening. Please wash your hands. Please listen to Governor Cuomo, and please respect his executive orders. Please wear a mask. This is no joke. It's real, and everybody needs to be taking it very seriously. I hate to be the Debbie Downer, but it's something that we need to respect, and we need to give it the proper precaution, because like Kathy said, if we don't take it seriously, it's just going to take longer for us to see the light at the end of the tunnel. That being said, everybody, I care deeply for each one of you. Please stay safe.
Supervisor Keating again. Town Clerk.
Thank you, Supervisor Keating. This is Town Clerk Quinlan. The Town Clerk's monthly report for March 2020 has been submitted to the Supervisor's office. I had said at the last Town Board meeting and wanted to mention it again that the Clerk's office is there to take your phone calls and emails to assist residents in any way we can. Lois and I are not in the office at the same time, but one of us will get back to you as soon as possible if we are not available when you try to reach us. And that is all I have. Thank you.
Okay, it's Supervisor Keating again. For my reports, I just wanted to bring up that there's been two recent orders by Governor Cuomo's office. The first one is that all essential employees are required to wear masks when social distancing is not available or cannot be performed. And then furthermore, any town employees, if they're interacting with the public face-to-face, that they should be wearing masks. With that being said, there are some disposable masks that I was able to secure through Erie County. Those have been provided to the offices that that do interact with the public. So the town clerk's office, assessor's office, my office and the bookkeeper share a box, and then a box of 50 masks was also provided to highway. We do have some more just in case it's needed, but I did place an order for washable masks for all town employees. Once those are received, hopefully next week by sent to us, each employee will receive the washable mask, so we'll be in compliance there. On that same topic of masks, today Governor Cuomo is signing off on another executive order indicating that all New York State residents are required to wear face masks when social distancing or other measures are not able to be adhered to. That order will be posted out on the town website, but we've gotten to that point now where we need to wear masks. I will echo Councilwoman Martin's sentiments. I am on daily phone calls with the state. The numbers are staggering, and in my opinion, very depressing when you know that we're losing approximately 700 people per day in your state. This is not something to joke around with. It's not a political, this shouldn't be political. I'm not gonna go off on too much of a tangent on this, but we need, you know, as good board members in our small town, we have a wonderful small town, we need to keep public safety in check, and that is the board's responsibility, and make sure everyone is safe. So please try to find a mask if you need masks. All I can suggest at this stage of the game is that we will be posting out a document from the CDC's website showing residents how to make their own out of an old t-shirt or out of material that you can procure, you know, pick up through Joann Fabrics or other craft and supply place that will go out there. I was informed that Benzingers, I don't want to endorse or promote, but the one entity that I know is making masks, maybe there's others, I don't know, but Benzingers over on Camp Road, they are also selling masks for $10 a piece, the last I heard. That was just a few hours ago. But again, in 3 days' time, all New York State citizens are going to be required to wear masks. So if you go to the grocery store, you're pumping gas, you're off of your property, you should be wearing a mask. Social distancing is obviously tied into all this. Please make sure you're performing proper social distancing guidelines. The New York State Attorney General's office has formed a task force, and those complaints or residents' complaints are being followed up on. There's some news, I'm not going to draw attention to it, but for those of you that have watched the news article, New York State's taking this very, very seriously. So please be very careful when you're out there, or if you're making a decision to gather, it is not, it's not permitted. And yes, New York State is taking action on improper social gathering scenarios. That is my segue into the Easter Bunny event. I saw the pictures. I think it was fantastic. I think it was a great event. But I wanted to also go on record stating that the town of Boston did not sanction the event, nor did we stop the event that was initially planned. I am very comfortable going out on record stating that I was called by residents expressing concern. They saw that the event was going to happen on social media, to which the residents contacted my office. I said that the town was not aware of it, which I at that time was not via social media. I also stated that the town of Boston contracts with the fire departments. We do not, we don't own the fire companies. We contract with them. North Boston was initially not part of that parade because they chose to follow social distancing guidelines. And upon conversation with the two fire departments and just letting them know some of the current guidelines that were set in place, they independently made the decision to not have their firematic equipment participate in the parade. It was not something that was directed by the town board. So yeah, I just wanted to go all out and explain that situation. That's what happened behind the scenes. And anybody has any questions, as always, you're welcome to contact my office anytime. There has been some questions regarding Memorial Day. And at this time, all I can really state is that is kind of undetermined right now. It will be, we will likely be following the guidelines set forth from either the county or New York State. There's been a lot of talk about this. I'm sure that's what probably has residents reaching out if we're going to have a Memorial Day event. Unfortunately, I don't have that answer at this time. As soon as we have an answer and some direction there, that information will be posted out on the town website and then out on social media for everyone to know and have a consistent and clear message. And outside of that, that is all I have for tonight. So thank you all. I will echo the statement of ensure your social distancing, washing your hands, and stay safe. One of my fellow supervisors, Joe Eminger, he's had a little bit of media time. I wish it wasn't over COVID, but this gentleman actually—he's a good guy, and he has it. And I know quite a few people that have gone through COVID, and in some cases have not survived it, and a few others who are battling it. So it is not something to be taken lightly. So please stay safe, wash your hands, wear your masks. And if there's anything that the town can do to help anyone, please reach out to my office or any of the board members. Let us know. We're here to help. So for that, I will make a motion to close the meeting.
This is Jennifer Lukacek. I second.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Cardicchini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacek?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried. Meeting adjourned.
Thank you.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Goodbye, all.
This conference is no longer being... This conference will now be...